Good morning, y'all. Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. Oh, I wish I could sing.
Well, let's not practice right now, okay?
I can't listen to CCR without wanting to sing. Wow. Roma, you were talking about good driving music earlier in the day. What's better than this with the windows down, the F-250 rolling down the road? Welcome to Rosie on the House. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, you may have heard the promo there just a minute ago where we'll be talking about mortgages next weekend with the good folks from Galaxy Lending. I'll tell you, it is a really confusing topic, but I want to really try and drill deep. So I looked hard to find the right experts. I want to drill deep on the HARP and the TARP and the HARP 1 and the HARP 2 and why you can't get any help and why your neighbor can and why your neighbor can walk around away from this house and qualify for the house across the street and have a foreclosure and short sales and all that stuff. And those of you that have gotten in on buying homes lately, unfortunately, we're finding another devil in the details. There were a ton of unscrupulous investors that moved into town.
Don't tell me.
Bought the homes at rock bottom prices, remodeled them at rock bottom.
Careful how
prices.
You use that word remodel, sir.
Remodeled. They remodeled these homes. It was what we were calling flipping homes, buying them very cheap, putting little to nothing in them, making them, you know, putting lipstick on a pig, basically, is what they were doing. And now these folks, now some of you that have bought those homes are beginning to have trouble with those homes. And you're finding out, by golly, nobody that did work on the homes was a licensed contractor.
Don't tell me.
By golly, there's no warranty on anything. By golly, there was no permit pulled on any of these homes. So we're gonna go into that a little bit next week. How you can protect yourself. Listen, if you're an uncle or a dad or a grandparent and you know someone or have someone in your family that's interested in buying that first home, please do them a favor and make sure they tune in next Saturday morning. We'll be talking mortgages. Let's run out to Brandon in Mesa, who's calling. We do have open lines. We took care of a couple calls during the break. The number's 1-888-767-4348. And I'll tell y'all, we're going completely open line today. And it shows. We've handled everything from junction boxes in attics to mushrooms in the doors.
Top to bottom.
That's open line.
There you go. Love it.
Brandon in Mesa, welcome. What is your question?
All right, guys. I moved into one of those homes you're talking about.
Oh, boy.
Well, how can we help you?
I bought my little half of a duplex a couple of years ago, and it had fresh paint, and, you know, everything was looking good. Then months later, when the summer came along, cigarette smoke smell permeated the house. So I scraped down some of the popcorn ceilings. They had actually painted over the popcorn ceilings, and that smell was just unreal as I scraped that stuff off, and I retextured. But on hot days, I'm still getting that cigarette smoke smell, and I was wondering if you had any ideas where I could look or what I could do to get rid of that.
You know, Brandon, here's what I want you to do. Get to rosieonthehouse.com, and we have air quality specialist as a certified partner. They're in Glendale, but they operate pretty much statewide. Their number is 623-930-9391. And one of the things they can do, one of the options they can do anything in the lines of air duct cleaning and indoor air quality, duct leakage testing, and all of that. But one of the things they could do for you, Brandon, is they could bring out what's called an air ionizer. Okay. And an ionizer, to simplify it, it magnetizes the air. And everything that's in the air drops to the ground. Then they vacuum it up with a HEPA vacuum. There's a good chance with a couple-day treatment of air ionization on your home and a HEPA vacuum job, we could get that smell gone forever. Now, note this. Do not make the mistake of thinking you can order an air ionizer filter from a catalog and do the same thing at your house. They actually think ionized air is dangerous to breathe. So they come in, they put this big piece of equipment in your house, they ionize the heck out of the house, vacuum the house, remove the equipment, and in about 15 minutes, your air reestablishes a natural state that's no longer unhealthy to you. So it may mean you being out of the house for a day or two, but I want to tell you, I had these folks go up to a house in the White Mountains that had had a whole nest of skunks build a nest in the crawl space. And the neighbor thought they were going to do the homeowner a favor.
Oh, yeah?
And shine lights and stick sticks in there to aggravate the skunks to get them to leave.
And how'd that work out?
That didn't work out too good. They sprayed, and that house, you could not walk in that house.
I bet that neighborhood appreciated
it. For 2 years. It was horrible. But we were actually able to beat the odor by using this system. That's how come I'm such a big believer in it. You ought to give it a try. Romy?
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.